The news was published on Thursday, September 26, 2024. I am Eva. Hey there, fellow gamers and tech enthusiasts. Let's dive into the juicy details of what's going down at the Tokyo Game Show this year. You know, it's kind of wild to think that this event has now become the biggest gaming shindig on the planet. I mean, who would have thought, right? It's like the little engine that could chugging along for 28 years and now it's the top dog. And get this, it's all happening at the Makuhari Messe in Tokyo. Picture this massive convention center buzzing with excitement, packed to the brim with gamers, developers, and industry bigwigs. It's like Comic-Con met E3 and had a baby, but with more neon lights and weird mascots. Now, here's the real kicker. PC gaming is having a moment, folks. It's like it's gone from being the awkward kid at the party to the coolest cat in the room. All these big Japanese game makers, we're talking Konami, Capcom, Sega, Bandai Namco, they're all suddenly acting like PC gaming is the hottest thing since sliced bread. It's everywhere you look at TGS this year. Steam logos, Game Pass banners. You can't swing a cat without hitting something PC-related. It's like they've all collectively woken up and realized, hey, this PC thing might actually be a big deal. You know, this shift we're seeing with PC gaming at TGS 2024 reminds me a lot of what happened back in the late 80s and early 90s. It's like history's repeating itself, but with a new twist. Back then, we saw this massive shift from arcade gaming to home consoles. It was a big deal, folks. Arcades were the place to be, right? You'd go there after school, pump quarters into those machines, and try to beat your high score. But then, boom. Home consoles like the NES and Sega Genesis come along. And suddenly everyone's playing games in their living rooms. It's kinda like what's happening now with PC gaming. For years, consoles were king. But now, PC's making this huge comeback. It's not just about better graphics or more powerful hardware anymore. It's about accessibility, about having this massive library of games at your fingertips. And just like how game developers had to adapt when home consoles took over, we're seeing the same thing now with PC. Remember how weird it felt at first to play arcade-style games at home? It's the same vibe now with seeing all these traditionally console-focused Japanese developers suddenly going all in on PC. It's like they've realized, hey, we can reach a whole new audience here. And just like how arcade ports to home consoles often improved on the original, we're seeing PC versions of games that are often the definitive editions. But here's the thing. This shift isn't happening in a vacuum. It's part of this bigger change in how we consume media. Back in the day, the move from arcades to home consoles was partly about convenience, right? And now, the rise of PC gaming is about flexibility. You can play on your desktop, your laptop, heck, even on your phone with cloud gaming. It's this whole new world of possibilities, just like when people realized they could play Pac-Man without leaving their house. And let's talk about the indie scene for a sec. It's booming on PC, and it reminds me of how the shift to home consoles opened up new possibilities for game design. Developers weren't constrained by the need to make quarter munchers anymore. Now with PC, we're seeing this explosion of creativity from indie developers who don't need massive budgets or teams to make amazing games. It's like we've come full circle, with PC offering the kind of creative freedom that the early days of home consoles did. Now, speaking of coming full circle, let's chat about this whole remaster trend we're seeing. It's giving me serious flashbacks to the late 2000s when HD remakes started becoming a thing. Remember when the God of War collection hit the PS3 in 2009? It was like, whoa, I can play these PS2 classics in high def. And suddenly, everyone was doing it. Now, we're seeing the same thing, but on a whole new level. It's not just about slapping a new coat of paint on old games anymore. These remasters and revivals are getting the full treatment. Take Resident Evil 2 Remake, for example. That wasn't just a remaster, it was a complete reimagining of the original. And it's not just happening with the big names either. We're seeing cult classics and forgotten gems getting another shot at life. This trend is really tapping into our nostalgia. But it's also introducing these classics to a whole new generation of gamers. It's like when your dad finally gets you to listen to his old vinyl records, and you realize, hey, this stuff is actually pretty good. These remasters are bridging the gap between generations of gamers. And you know what? It's smart business too. Just like how Hollywood loves a good remake or reboot, game companies are realizing there's gold in them there, old game libraries. It's a way to mitigate risk in an industry where development costs are skyrocketing. Why gamble on a completely new IP when you can update a beloved classic that already has a built-in fan base? You know, with PC gaming gaining so much traction in Japan, we're likely to see a whole new wave of Japanese-style games hitting the global market. It's like when sushi first became popular in the West, suddenly everyone was talking about California rolls and edamame. Now, imagine that but with games. We might start seeing visual novels becoming as mainstream as first-person shooters, or dating sims competing with sports games for the top spots on Steam charts. Think about it. Japan has always been a powerhouse of creativity in the gaming world. They gave us Mario, Zelda, Final Fantasy, games that shaped entire generations of players. But for years, a lot of that creativity was locked behind the console barrier. Now, with PC becoming a major platform in Japan, we're opening the floodgates. It's like we've been watching Japanese game developers play in a sandbox, and now we're inviting them to the beach. This shift could lead to some really interesting cultural exchanges in gaming. Maybe we'll see Western developers trying their hand at visual novels, or Japanese studios putting their unique spin on open-world games. It's not just about the games themselves, either. The whole aesthetic of Japanese gaming, the art styles, the storytelling techniques, the way they approach game design, could start influencing Western developers in new and exciting ways. And let's not forget about the genres that Japan excels at but haven't really broken through globally yet. Things like rhythm games, or those super detailed management sims. As these games become more accessible on PC, we might see them gain cult followings around the world. Who knows? Maybe in a few years, we'll all be obsessed with running virtual idol agencies or managing impossibly complex train networks. This whole situation reminds me of when anime started to go mainstream in the West. At first, it was this niche thing, but now you can't swing a cat without hitting someone wearing a My Hero Academia t-shirt. Gaming could follow a similar path, with Japanese-style games becoming just another part of the global gaming landscape. It's exciting to think about, isn't it? The gaming world is about to get a whole lot more colorful, and I, for one, can't wait to see what comes next. Now let's talk about this trend of fewer but higher quality OSEA games. It's like the gaming industry is going on a diet, but instead of losing weight, they're trying to gain muscle. This shift could lead to some pretty interesting developments in the gaming world. For starters, we're likely to see longer development cycles. Gone are the days when you could expect a new Call of Duty every year like clockwork. Now, it's more like waiting for the next Marvel movie. You know it's coming, but you might have to be patient. But here's the thing. Longer development times could actually be a good thing for gamers. It's like slow cooking a stew instead of throwing together a quick stir fry. Sure, it takes longer, but the end result is often worth the wait. We might start seeing games that are more polished, more innovative, and just generally more impressive. Think about games like Red Dead Redemption 2 or The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. These games took years to make, but when they came out, they set new standards for what games could be. This focus on quality over quantity could also lead to more risk-taking in game design. If developers know they have more time and resources to work with, they might be more willing to try out new ideas or experimental gameplay mechanics. It's like giving a chef more time to experiment in the kitchen. You might end up with some weird dishes, but you could also discover the next big culinary trend. Of course, there's a flip side to this. With fewer games coming out, there's more pressure on each release to be a hit. It's like putting all your eggs in one basket. If that basket falls, you're in trouble. We might see game companies becoming more conservative in some ways, sticking to tried and true formulas rather than taking big risks. But even then, they'll need to find ways to innovate within those formulas to stand out in a less crowded market. And let's not forget about the impact on gamers. With fewer big releases, we might find ourselves spending more time with each game, really diving deep into all the content and features. It could lead to a shift in how we consume games, moving away from the constant churn of new releases to a more focused, in-depth experience with each title. It's like the difference between binge-watching a TV series and savoring each episode week by week. Both have their merits, but they create very different experiences. Looking at the indie game scene, we might be on the brink of a new wave of unique Japanese indie games making it big on the global stage. It's like we're watching the birth of a new music genre. You can feel the excitement in the air, the sense that something big is about to happen. Just like how Minecraft and Stardew Valley took the world by storm, we could see Japanese indie games following a similar trajectory. Think about it. Japan has always been a hotbed of creativity in gaming. They've given us some of the most iconic characters and franchises in gaming history. But now, with the barriers to entry lowered and PC gaming on the rise, we're seeing a whole new generation of Japanese developers getting their chance to shine. It's like opening up a treasure chest that's been locked away for years. These indie developers bring with them a unique perspective that's distinctly Japanese. We might start seeing games that blend traditional Japanese storytelling with innovative gameplay mechanics, or games that explore aspects of Japanese culture in ways we've never seen before. It's like getting a window into a whole new world of gaming possibilities. And let's not forget the potential for cross-pollination of ideas. As these Japanese indie games gain recognition, they could start influencing Western developers too. We might see a fusion of Japanese and Western game design philosophies, creating something entirely new and exciting. It's like when sushi restaurants started putting avocado in their rolls, a blend of cultures that created something delicious and unique. This trend could also lead to a more diverse gaming landscape overall. With more voices and perspectives being represented in the indie scene, we're likely to see a wider range of stories being told and experiences being offered. It's like going from a restaurant with a limited menu to a bustling food court with options from all over the world. Of course, success in the indie scene isn't guaranteed. For every Undertale or Hollow Knight, there are countless games that never make it big. But the potential is there, and it's thrilling to think about what might come next. Who knows? The next global gaming phenomenon might be brewing in a tiny studio in Tokyo right now. This trend of remastering classic games? It's not just a nostalgia trip, it could actually spark a full-blown renaissance in retro gaming. It's like when vinyl records made a comeback. Suddenly, everyone's dusting off their old turntables and rediscovering the joys of analog sound. In the same way, these remasters could lead to a whole new generation falling in love with the classics. But it's not just about reliving the past. These remasters could have a real impact on modern game design. It's like how fashion designers often look to past decades for inspiration. We might start seeing more games that blend retro aesthetics with modern gameplay mechanics. Imagine a game with the pixel art style of the 90s, but with the complex storytelling and character development we expect from modern RPGs. And let's talk about the influence on game mechanics. Some of these classic games had incredibly tight, well-designed systems that have stood the test of time. As developers revisit these games for remasters, they might rediscover design principles that have been forgotten or overlooked in the push for bigger, more complex games. It's like finding an old family recipe and realizing it's actually better than anything you can buy in a store. This resurgence of interest in retro gaming could also lead to more preservation efforts in the gaming industry. We might see more companies digging through their archives, not just for remaster material, but to preserve gaming history. It's like how film buffs work to restore and preserve old movies. We could see a similar movement in gaming. And who knows? This trend might even influence hardware design. We've already seen mini versions of classic consoles hit the market. Could we see more hardware that blends retro and modern capabilities? Maybe a console that can play both the latest AAA titles and your dusty old cartridges? The possibilities are exciting to think about. This is Eva reporting for Listen 2. As always, we're here to bring you the latest in gaming news and trends without any spin or bias. Whether you're a fan of cutting-edge graphics or pixelated nostalgia, there's never been a more exciting time to be a gamer. Stay tuned for more updates and keep on playing.